Well, I'll tell you what, with it being a brand new day, a brand new month, and a brand new year, I am reminded of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. Friends, so good to see you. Happy New Year. Can you believe that it's already 2017? We don't need to tear another page off the calendar. We need to get a new calendar. It's January 1st, 2017, I hope that you're doing well. Yeah, our church had a nice little gathering just last night. Just a little fellowship and some snacks and just an all-around great gathering, that's for sure. Hey, welcome to Sunday Worship today on this January 1st, 2017. And Sunday Worship is a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. It's all about Jesus here on Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. Amen. Yeah, it should all be about Him. Everything should revolve around Him. The music, the things that are said, and things that are promoted should be all about Him. I'll tell you what, I think you'll be blessed here in the next 30 minutes. I really do believe that. It's going to start off with Hillsong here today. It's Shine, Jesus, Shine here in today's edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining Jesus, light of the world, shining. That's right. Shine, Jesus, shine. Music from Hillsong today. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I came across a news story of two dogs, Jeffrey and Jermaine, who were found wandering the streets of Philadelphia. Now, both dogs were frightened and sick. Jeffrey, though, had a greater challenge. He was blind. Determined to care for his brother, Jermaine literally became a guide dog. He constantly stayed within touching distance of his disabled brother, and Jeffrey leaned on Jermaine for support. The puppies were always seen touching each other and even slept holding each other as well. The story melted just the hearts of those in Philadelphia, and the brothers had no problem finding a new home after the story was published. See, friend, if animals can be devoted to each other, shouldn't we be the same? Galatians chapter 6 tells us that as we have opportunity to do good to all, especially to those in the household of faith. Friend, that's not just puppy love, that's agape love.
Holy, holy, holy. striving, faithless and troubled hearts, weighed down. Come, O Redeemer, come, grant us mercy.
I'll tell you what, he's still got it after all these years. Fernando Ortega, as we magnify Jesus today on Sunday worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and Matthew 5:16. Listen to this. This is the words of Jesus. Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You know, somebody said one time, one day your life will flash before your eyes. Make sure it's worth watching.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. And there is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle and makes his home. Carry your candle and run to the darkness. Seek out the helpless, confused and torn. And hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle. Frustrated brother, see how he's tried to light his own candle some other way. See now your sister, she's been robbed and lied to, still holds a candle without a flame. So carry your candle. Take your candle and go light your world. Take whose hearts are blazing. So let's raise our candles and light up the sky, praying to our Father in the name of Jesus. Make us a beacon in darkest times. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the hopeless, deceived and poor. Hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
There's a light that's shining inside of the sons and the daughters, the children of Christ. Raise it high for all the world to see. There's a promise that won't be denied. He's coming to capture his bride. He has paid our ransom and given us new life. We are the children. the daughters, the children of Christ. Raise it high, raise it high, for all the world to see.
Well, that's right. We've come to lift up the name that is above every name. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. Hey, if you got some time today, this week, be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. You know, one of my all-time favorite pastors is Adrian Rogers. And I'll tell you what, he is in the presence of his dear Savior today. Went home to be with the Lord maybe 8, 9, 10 years ago, maybe. And he said one time, Jesus gave himself for me so he can give himself to me so he can live his life through me. A lovely melody. Give thanks with a grateful heart. A great song to help us reflect on just how great our God really is. Amen. Hey there, Fred. It is Joey Kroll here with you on Great News Radio. And hey, be sure, you know, with that brand new 2017 calendar you have there, be sure to mark down just a couple of dates coming up on Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st. You're invited to our grand opening open house at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana. We'll probably have some snack food, some desserts, still kind of working out the early planning of it all, but we want to make sure that you have it down on your calendar for Friday, January 20th from 4 to 8, and again on Saturday, January 21st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and come see about what God is doing at the Great News Radio Center in Urbana at the Lincoln Square, right across from the food court, and God is really on the move here at Great News Radio. He really, really is. Well, Mr. Mark Burns will help you get through the Monday blahs tomorrow for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. That's Central Time. That's 8:32 a.m. for our great Indiana listeners. Until next time, though, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Happy New Year.